אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 415.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, the freedom article. We will go one paragraph earlier to the heading four factors.
אני שמח שאנחנו נמצאים
בלימוד המאמר הזה. I'm happy that we are learning this article because it's a very fundamental article. It's not so easy.
מדעי.
Scientific. Nonetheless, it's worthwhile going over. Of course, all the articles of Baal HaSulam we need to go over, because even though we don't understand them, they remain in us. They are processed in our vessels, in our mind, in our heart. Our soul is corrected. We need to work. So, please, the four factors.
Heading four factors in the Freedom article. Bear in mind that that every emergence occurring in the beings of the world must be perceived not as being extended existence from absence, but as existence from existence, meaning through an actual entity that has shed its previous form and has robed or clothed its current one.
Meaning, so there's nothing new under the sun. There is something that precedes everything, and so also everything that exists on its way, it also gives birth to the next day.
Therefore, we must understand that in every emergence in the world, there are four factors where from the four of them together arises that emergence. They are called by the names: one, the source; two, the unchanging conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute; three, the internal conducts of cause and effect which change by contact with alien forces; four, the conducts of cause and effect of alien things which affect it from the outside. I will clarify them one by one.
Meaning, we see that he explains to us from the inside to the out. So first of all, on the inside, the foundation of everything that is present in reality is the first matter, the source, and it has its own manner in which it can develop, called the cause and effect related to the source's own attribute. That's B. C, its eternal conducts of cause and effect that change they themselves change by contact with foreign forces as a result of the contact. And so the fourth one is a change as a result of this contact. So this is our development for these four factors. And so we've having these, the result is also the first four phases in the Olam itself also. We'll talk about that later. The main thing will go according to this. Vlad, what do you want to ask?
Yes, dear Rav, these four foundations, are these Kabbalistic definitions, are these sort of spiritual objects that Baal HaSulam is describing, or is that some general approach?
He sees it from the side of Kabbalah. He's not giving you some summary that he read, that he came to after reading all sorts of scientific books. If he has some foundation here from scientific books, I don't know. I don't want to get into that and debate that. At least in the last 50 years, I wasn't connected to science already, you could say. So I don't know what's happening in modern science regarding this development. And so I cannot say. But it's clear to me, sure to me, that he didn't look or barely looked at books of foreign external wisdoms, yes, physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, and so on. Rather, he wrote this out of his understanding, sensation, his attainment of the internality of nature.
То есть основа — это что имеется в виду? Свет какой-то изначальный, который вошел в клей, или
When he speaks about an element, a foundation, is this light that comes? Because it's a bit abstract the way it reads the source.
What's that?
The source.
What do you mean by foundation? You're talking about A?
Yes, item one. A, the source. So I'm asking, here he speaks about, is he talking about Kabbalistic terms, concepts, or?
The source? Meaning? I don't know how to translate anymore, Rav is saying.
Maybe you can say this in Russian and they'll translate it for us.
It's the state from which all other states are born. So this first state is called the source. The foundation.
Ну, это понятно из текста, но что он имеет в виду? То есть это ж
This is clear from the text, but what does he mean? Is this the first state?
No. Let's learn how he's saying here. He's not taking us in any other directions. What is he saying here? That you have in development, four stages of development and everything. The source, the cause and effect related to the source, they're in the source, the cause and effect of the externals, and how they change as a result. So let's learn how these four stages need to be in each and every created being, that by this each created being develops. So we'll see where we are in this and what's occurring by us. Where he wants to draw us to is that we will ultimately know what is up to us to do in order to reach the perfect state, the complete state. That's all. Everything else, I don't care. All right. So, let's go to the first factor.
Heading, the first reason, the source, the first matter. A, the source is the first matter related to this emergence. For there is nothing new under the sun. And any emergence in our world is not existence from absence, but existence from existence. It is an entity that has stripped off its former shape and taken on another form different from the first. And that entity, which has shed its previous form, is defined as the source. In it lies the potential force destined to be revealed and determined at the end of the formation of that emergence. Therefore, it is clearly considered its primary cause.
No questions, let's read again.
Again, the first reason, the source, the first matter. A. The source is the first matter related to that emergence, for there is nothing new under the sun. And any emergence in our world is not existence from absence, but existence from existence. It is an entity that has stripped off its former shape and taken on another form different from the first. And that entity which shed its previous form is defined as the source. In it lies the potential form, force, destined to be revealed and determined at the end of that formation of that emergence. Therefore, it is clearly considered its primary cause.
Tov. PT Sheva.
All right. PT 7.
Rav, ma...
What can we define as emergence that he is referring to here?
Development, that that same state comes and adds and adds and adds to its qualities. But usually we speak about this, that in this he wasn't made opposing to the previous state, just rather adding scrutinies to the previous state. Usually, that's how it's called like this.
But he says about the source that the final state already exists in the source, and in the process of development, only external forms are added to it, but nothing really changes.
Yes.
Again.
Source, what is this primary matter? What is it made of?
The desire of the Creator that exists in the created being. The desire of the Creator that exists in the created being. The part of the Creator from above.
And the forms?
The forms are what are added upon themselves from within this, that realization.
Actualization, implementing.
Yeah, realization, actualization, the desire of the Creator.
So what's the difference between the first form of the matter and the last form?
That the Creator wants that the created being will receive all sorts of influences from him, from the first form that the Creator created in him. That's called, I created the evil inclination. And up until the final form, the created being receives all the forms from the Creator upon the first form.
So the emergence that he speaks about is an emergence of the Creator in the created being, the revelation of the Creator in the created beings fully.
Well, you can't call it revelation, but yeah, let's say so. It's an addition from the Creator to the created being. But this addition comes in all sorts of forms, different forms, even opposite. A big will to receive. Kabu 3.
Not sure that we understood about the source. Is the source the Creator? Thank you, Rav.
Chelek Eloka Mimal.
Part of the Creator from above, called existence from absence. That it's a drop of seed that comes from the Creator, and it's in the created being. We're yet to learn on this onwards. The entire article will actually be about this, because everything stands upon this first drop.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. How can we work with this article? Seemingly, Baal HaSulam here gives us facts that kind of block you.
That's your private period. That's like this. It's okay. You'll advance, a bit of patience without too much excitement. And you'll see just how much now you're absorbing the material. A few more days, you'll feel that it's clarifying.
But also, because really, like you said in the beginning, in such it's a scientific article. So how should we work with it right now in the lesson?
No, it doesn't matter. We continue to read and talk about it, and each one soaks up, and the extent that he soaks it up in his emotion, in his mind, or this way and that, or both. And it's a spiritual article, lots of details, and we'll see how we'll advance towards it. Don't worry. In sum total, what do we want? We want that somehow to pass through us all the material of Baal HaSulam, that it will enter in us, received in us in something, and then it will gradually work. The main thing is the result from the reception of the material. What's happening there? I don't know. It's like I'm eating something there, and I don't know what's happening exactly with all the digestion of the food inside of me. I don't know. But I live from it. I live. So what do I care what's happening here with all the enzymes and different things in my stomach breaking up the food? The main thing is that I live. And so the same thing that's here. Let's fill ourselves with his articles. And from within this, we will understand more. We'll get closer. We'll feel more what he wants to talk about. Because in the meantime, right now, I feel myself like a baby that's opening his mouth and don't understand what mom or dad are even saying. They're saying something, but it doesn't understand. He doesn't understand to such an extent that they're saying something important and he is playing with something else. And it's because he doesn't yet perceive that they're turning to him. That's how we are. So we'll make the effort to connect between us and with the material, and then surely that will be easier for us to perceive it, to receive it, and then we'll feel it. We'll understand it. It's all before us.
Again.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Regarding the article, what defines the quality of the source? Any source is different. So what defines the qualities, the attributes of it?
You see that he doesn't talk about it? I too don't want to talk about it. Let's not jump. We'll go at his pace, at his direction. That's it. We don't know what the source is. We know what develops from the source. Yeah? That's it.
It develops
existence from absence. And the source for me in the meantime is absence. We don't know. There's a spiritual force there that's the foundation for the spiritual development from it. What do they?
Question that I received, because you said two things that seem to contradict each other. It's not clear. So the source is the godly part from above, or is it the will to receive? What exactly is it?
A part of the Creator from above, and it's the will to receive.
Is this the same?
The Creator said, I created the evil inclination. Afterwards we'll speak, we'll divide it into light and vessel, and later. I also am afraid that people might get confused. I'm not afraid that people get confused. I see in this confusion a great thing, and it's desirable to go through it and learn from it. Okay.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, shalom.
Rav, hello. What is the difference between the thought of creation and the source?
We are not yet learning that now, so please don't jump ahead. We're not learning that yet. I'm only answering questions that are here before us in the text. Second reason.
The second reason. Heading. The second reason, cause and effect that stem from itself. B. This is the conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute and which is unchanging. Take, for example, a stalk of wheat that has rotted in the soil and arrived at the state of sowing many stalks of wheat. Thus, that rotten state is deemed the source, meaning that the essence of the wheat has stripped off its former shape, the shape of wheat, and has taken on a new quality, a new state, that of rotten wheat, which is the seed called the source, which has no shape at all. Now, after rotting in the ground, it has become suitable for robing, clothing, another form, the form of many stalks of wheat intended to emerge from that source, which is the seed. It is known to all that this source is destined to become neither cereal nor oats, but only in equivalence with its former shape, which is left it, being the single stalk of wheat. Although it changes to a certain degree in quality and quantity, for in the former shape it was a single stalk of wheat, and now there are 10 stalks. And in taste and appearance too. However, the essence and shape, the essence of the wheat remains unchanged. Thus, there is a conduct of cause and effect here ascribed to the source's own attribute, which never changes. Thus, cereal will never emerge from wheat, as we have said. And this is called the second reason.
Meaning, there is in each and every source a foundation, a beginning to the next form that comes out from it, and the next form needs to be that same form like was before. Yes, from like the wheat, we get something like that, like from that. But now let's say 10, 20. And not just one, even. So, meaning there is some change here from what was before. It's the same type, but there's a multiplicity here.
No, Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой раб, но я вот все-таки хочу практически это как-то к себе приложить. Вот основа и вот.
I nevertheless want to try to attach this to myself practically. What is the source inside of me and what is the development of the source? I can be fat, thin, I can have 10 children. What here pertains to the source and what to the development of the source?
This belongs to development both in corporeality and spirituality. We now want to learn and reach spiritual development. On our part, what will come out from it, will result from it. So let's continue. These are correct questions, but we still don't have a foundation to answer them with. Third reason.
Heading. The third reason, internal cause and effect. See, this is the conduct of the internal cause and effect of the source, which change upon encountering the alien forces in its environment. Thus, we find that from one stalk of wheat, which rots in the ground, many stalks emerge. Sometimes larger and better wheat than prior to sowing. Therefore, there must be additional factors involved here, collaborating and connecting with the force concealed in the environment, meaning the source. And because of this, the additions in quantity and quality, which were absent in the previous form of wheat, have now appeared. Those are the minerals and the materials in the ground, the rain and the sun. All these operate on it by administrating from their forces and joining the force hidden in the source itself. And through the conduct of cause and effect, they have produced the multiplicity in quantity and quality in that emergence. We must understand that this third factor joins the internality of the source, since the force hidden in the source controls them. In the end, these changes all belong to the wheat and not to any other plant.
Thus it's called the internal factor, internal cause.
Hence we define them as internal factors. However, they differ from the second factor, which is utterly unchanging. Whereas the third factor changes in both quality and quantity.
All
right. This is the third reason. Let's keep reading. Fourth reason, last one.
The fourth reason, cause and effect through alien things. Four, this is a conduct, cause and effect of alien things that act upon it from the outside. In other words, they have no direct relation to the wheat, like the minerals, rain, or sun, but are alien to it, such as nearby things or external events, such as hail, wind, etc.
Meaning that they don't need to be in development of that same foundation, yes, let's say that same wheat, but joined by chance. That there is here some process, additional process, that's more external causes, factors, that can appear or not.
And you find that four factors combine to the wheat throughout its growth. Each particular state that the wheat is subject to during to that time becomes conditioned on the four of them, and the quality and quantity of each state is determined by them. As we have portrayed in the wheat, so is the rule in every emergence in the world, even in thoughts and ideas. If, for example, we picture some conceptual state in a certain individual, such as the state of a person being religious or non-religious, or an extreme orthodox or not so extreme, or midway, we will understand that that state was established in that person by the four above factors.
Everything is clear. All right. Rather simple things in the meantime. Let's continue, though.
What do you mean, simple, if you could go deeper?
These four reasons we see, the first reason, the second reason, are in the wheat. The third reason is what's tied to it. And the fourth reason is more external. There is nothing here that... Meaning, these four factors can influence upon us in our advancement to the purpose of life. And we will talk about it later. He explains how it is by us. Not on the wheat, but rather human beings. Let's go.
Title, Hereditary Possessions. The cause of the first reason is the source, which is the first substance. Man is created existence from existence, meaning from the minds of its progenitors. Thus, to a certain extent, he is like a replication from book to book. This means that almost all the matters that were accepted and attained in the fathers and the forefathers are replicated here as well.
Meaning, in each of us, for sure, there is something from his parents and their parents and grandparents, etc., etc., and who knows how far back.
But the difference is that they are in abstract form, like the sowed wheat that is not fit for sowing until it has rotted and shed its former shape. So is the case with the drop of sperm, which from man is born. There is nothing in it of its forefathers' shapes, only abstract force.
Meaning, there is something here that I receive from my parents, but since I receive it in an abstract form, then their qualities in me can invert into different other forms. And let's see how that happens.
For the same ideas that were concepts in his forefathers have turned into mere tendencies in him, called instincts or habits, without even knowing why one does what he does. Indeed, they are hidden forces he had inherited from his ancestors in a way that not only do the material possessions come to us by inheritance from our ancestors, but the spiritual possessions and all the concepts that our fathers engaged in also come to us by inheritance from generation to generation. From here come the manifold tendencies that we find in people, such as a tendency to believe or criticize, a tendency to settle for material life, or desiring only spiritual moral wholeness, despising a worthless life, stingy, yielding, insolent, or shy. All these pictures that appear in people are not their own property, which they have acquired, but mere inheritance that has been given to them by their ancestors. It is known that there is a special place in the human brain where these hereditaments reside. It is called the elongated brain, subconscious, and all the tendencies appear there.
PT5.
I'm trying to understand the difference between the source and the continuing cause and effect from itself. Meaning, the source is the first matter or the first force. Force. So it works within that essence and makes some inner changes. That's the second cause.
No, this force is the cause. The source is the cause.
But it works on something. What does it work on?
It develops. It has nothing to go into action with. It develops since it develops out of its inner force. It starts receiving its connection to the environment, and this way starts multiplying and developing, but it is according to the plan that exists in it, program.
So the first and second reasons, it's a force that develops from within itself. Even if you wouldn't touch it, it would go through an inner process.
If it has the conditions for it, it'll develop like a grain of seed, or it'll develop. It needs external forces, but to develop itself, for that it already has what it needs from within.
So for the wheat to grow, that force and inner, it's already there.
Yeah, everything already exists inside there.
And 3 and 4 can change with the environment.
True, yes. That's how it is. Good.
Can I ask, what does it mean that also the spiritual possessions come in inheritance?
I don't
know. This is called ancestral or merit of forefathers. We'll talk about this a bit later, but you need to set the conditions for it. You need to create the necessary conditions for it. He doesn't write a lot about it, and maybe we'll talk about this some more later.
But what inheritance or spiritual tendencies? Not genetic, right? Because we say that spirituality doesn't go in inheritance and has nothing to do with the bodies, or does it?
No. It's not in corporeality. It's only in spirituality. Meaning, if you are connected to someone, then you receive from them, like we learn in life. The spiritual force passes from person to person in a way that it merely depends, that it depends only on the desire.
PT9. And what is the then else besides them expressed in every state, if everything comes from the source? And what is the freedom of choice?
None else besides him stands behind that and or and sustains it for it to exist. H10.
Many times we've learned that our ancestors were our incarnations in the past. And here he's speaking about something else.
I don't know what to tell you. You see, that's how you define it, and he thinks about it differently. PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. He says that all, everything our ancestors dealt with came to us in inheritance, meaning even if you learn something corporeal or spiritual, it also goes from generation to the next.
Yeah. Even that you learn about it corporally, it passes from generation to generation.
So what can we learn about what we just read?
Anything in a person that changes from generation to generation, it also passes on to his offsprings. Everything passes.
But we say that spirituality can go in inheritance.
It's not spirituality in a way that if you achieved something, your grandpa, then it doesn't pass on to you.
That we have to work independently, it doesn't come in inheritance.
True. And we see it on you. Ita 1.
Dear Rav, this changing, this form of changing is a quality that comes from the source. Should I love it? Should I embrace it? Because I know it's going to develop me because it comes all from the Creator.
Yeah, it already exists in the source. In the source, we have a program that propels all these forms for them to develop. Like a computer program that forces development. Dodi.
Continuing in the paragraph, but because. But because the concepts of our ancestors acquired through their experience have become mere tendencies in us, they are considered the same as the sowed wheat, which has taken off its former shape and has remained bare, having only potential forces fit of receiving new forms. In our matter, these tendencies will rob the forms of concepts. This is considered the first matter, and this is the primary factor called source. In it reside all the forces of the unique tendencies we had inherited from his progenitors, which are defined as ancestral heritage. Bear in mind that some of these tendencies come in a negative form meaning the opposite of the ones that were in his ancestors. This is why they said, all that is concealed in the Father's heart emerges openly in his Son. The reason for this is that the Source takes off its former shape in order to take on a new form. Hence, it is close to losing the shapes of the concepts of the ancestors. Like the wheat that rots in the ground loses the shape that existed in the wheat. However, it still depends on the other three factors, as I've written above.
Meaning, we'll still have to scrutinize what does the correct development of that initial source, first reason that everything comes from, depends on. All in all, what are we studying this for? How can we correctly direct ourselves in the right direction in the best possible way for our development, so that we won't get confused on the way and that we'll follow the correct and shortest path? That's what we need. Are we moving on to tests, or let's continue with this?
We can have a survey and go. We're starting part three, whatever you want.
Quickly, you want to study tests, third part that we're starting today, or do you want to continue with this article?
Survey, vote one for tests, part three, two, continuing the freedom article that we're studying now.
יופי, תלמוד עשר... לא, רגע. התהפך. אז רוצים יותר מאמר?
קצת יותר מאמר, אבל עדיין...
So you want to continue the article, דודי? Yeah, a bit one more of the article, but there's a nice amount that one test too.
טוב, אז נמשיך עוד קצת מאמר.
So let's continue with the article some more.
Title, The Influence of the Environment. The second reason is an unchanging direct conduct of cause and effect related to the source's own attribute. Meaning, as we have clarified with the wheat that rots in the ground, the environment in which the source rests, such as soil, minerals, and rain, air, and the sun affect the sowing by a long chain of cause and effect in a long and gradual process, state by state, until it ripens. And that source retakes its former shape, the shape of wheat. But differing in quality and quantity. In their general aspect, they remain completely unchanged. Hence, no cereal or oats will grow from it, but their practical aspect, they change in quantity as from one stalk emerge a dozen or two dozen stalks, and in quality as they are better or worse than the former shape of the wheat. It is the same here. Man as a source is placed in an environment, meaning in the society. He is necessarily affected by it, as the wheat from its environment. For the source is but a raw form. Thus, through the constant contact with the environment and society, he is gradually impressed by them through a chain of consecutive states, one by one as cause and effect. At that time, the tendencies included in his source change and take on the form of concepts. For example, if one inherits from an ancestor a tendency to stinginess, as he grows, builds himself concepts and ideas that conclude decisively that it is good for a person to be stingy. Thus, although his father was generous, he might inherit from him the negative tendency to be stingy. For the absence is just as much inheritance as the presence. Or, if one inherits from one ancestor a tendency to be open-minded, he builds for himself concepts and draws from them conclusions that it is good for a person to be open-minded. But where does one find those sentences and reasoning? He takes all this from the environment unconsciously, for they impart upon him their views and likings in form of gradual cause and effect. Hence, man regards them as his own possessions, which he acquired through his free thought. But here too, as with the wheat, there is one unchanging part of the source, which is that in the end, the tendencies he had inherited remain as they were in his forefathers. This is called the second factor.
No questions. Okay, internet, and then we'll move on to Tess.
Internet. Ken, Hartwig from German 4 shoel.
Hartwig from German 4 is asking, everything in the Father's heart is concealed and revealed in the Son. How does the Son discover this?
Doesn't matter how. The Son, meaning is that same wheat, in which were revealed such things that don't exist in its source in a revealed way, and in it, it's already revealed, PD 21.
Good morning, friends, Rav. About the corporeal development, we know it from science, but about the spiritual development, who, if we knew how to explain who that person or that body or that part that is developing all these years and how he goes through to the new physical bodies that acquire it and the connection between all these things.
We're talking about desire, how does our desire develop, so much so that in it we can feel, because the desire is everything, but that it receives such a form that in it we reveal the Creator.
So desire is okay, but this desire in some way is affected throughout his chronological years from all kinds of other physical bodies. Where is that desire? And how does the system between that desire that is eternal to the physical bodies that affect it and are affected by it in some way? Or in simple words, we never tried to explain this thing called incarnations.
No, this is something that we still can't talk about or can't talk about yet. I see that it's still too early. We don't feel the souls, all the more their incarnations, that we will rise above the soul to its incarnation, to the previous and future states and the causes for these changes. We still can't talk about this.
Because that is actually the key, that with it you can somehow explain the wisdom of Kabbalah and the rationality behind it to any person.
So in the meantime, I can't explain because there's no one that can understand, because people are still not connected to their incarnations. So what can I do? But it's good for a person to at least know that by being connected to the environment, you see that we're learning about the influence of the environment, that a person will know how he can affect his incarnations, that by connecting to the environment, he will hasten his development and will discover his future incarnations more quickly, more easily too. Where are we, Dudi?
The title is A Habit Becomes a Second Nature or Go to Test.
Okay,
so
let's move on.
Let's sing a song.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold, above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn. We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere. Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love. We open our hearts. Together we will fight. And we'll see that love can cover all the crimes. Choice that wave together, rising high above these lights, and see the world through your eyes. In every moment, there's a chance to see another vision.